Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Finland, we have Father Mary Augustine Laurent Ouigou Buffon. Father Mary Augustine is a member of the province of France and works in ecumenical, academic, and cultural circles in Helsinki. His preaching today is entitled, The Kingdom of God is Like...
The reading is from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come. He said, To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. The word of the Lord. When we think of the kingdom of God, we may have visions of the communion of saints, vision of the church as eventually perfectly connected to God and enjoying his presence, visions of life at its fullest, for God himself becomes the life of every creature. And yet, in these two parables about the kingdom of God the liturgy has us here today, Jesus uses plants as an image for the kingdom. Plants. Creatures not exactly exemplifying life at its fullest. Trees are certainly alive, but they do not obviously have self-conscience, that is, conscience that they are alive. They are sentient beings, but they don't move and they can't flee in the face of danger. That's not exactly what we would deem an interesting life. And yet, Jesus speaks exactly that to tell us about the kingdom. Once the seed is sown, it starts growing, no matter what. Certainly, the gardener can help by watering it, but Jesus insists it's ultimately the land, of its own accord, that yields fruit. This life of the plant, this life so meek and humble, is rooted in the land, in inert soil that seems absolutely devoid of any life, much less self-conscious. The question of life is that of rooting in the earth. Life is rooted in the non-living. The earth is not conscious of itself. The grains of mustard seed are not conscious of themselves. The plants, however diverse they may be, are not conscious of themselves. They are not conscious of being alive. And yet, this is the key to understanding the kingdom of God. If the kingdom of God is to be about life at its fullest, we must first understand that it all starts with something that does not seem alive, through a process we don't fully understand, through a chain of events that we cannot steer or change, a process in which we are mere witnesses or auxiliary helpers at best. God is not highly demonstrative. Remember how he reveals himself to the prophet Elijah in the subtle silence of a gentle wind. The kingdom of God is not first about what we achieve, what we do, but it's chiefly about what we let God achieve in us at his own pace. The kingdom seems to be about silence and contemplation of God's work. Mind you, this is not a call for indifference or negligence. It surely takes a whole life to learn how to let God be God and carry out his work in ourselves so that we can allow his kingdom to grow through our life. The point of the kingdom is not to have a full-grown plant, but to have the tree filled with life, the life of all the birds who enjoy its shade. We can be ourselves such welcoming trees for our brothers and sisters, If we root ourselves in God's life, if we let Him make us grow and bring about life at its fullest, may He Himself introduce us to the contemplation of His ongoing work in the world.